Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. As you see, look, ladies and gentlemen, when you see somebody that's ready to pounce on the little tidbit of chaos that he can create. You see Derek Pearson sit up in his look, he even got his head off, and he got his headphones on a little bit tighter. So the question is, well, first of all, big congrats to Fred Hoiberg. Almost close to what, $4 million a year, well deserved. I think it's really I always say this is one thing I can say about Fred. You know, listen, when it was a press conference when Trev, you know, who was the AD at the time, decided to bring Fred back, he said Fred had a plan, you know. We've heard that how many times, right? We've heard it with the, you know, with past football coaches. We got a plan. The plan didn't work. The plan was just keep doing what we're doing. Fred actually had a plan. And then the first thing is to have a plan, DP. You know this, right? Taking a ticket from 48th and O Street, taking the lineup from, I don't know, I think it probably when we first started talking, there was maybe one, two, maybe four shows, right? Yep. During that 66, doubling that. But to have a plan, right, which is great, right? You always say you want to have a business plan or whatever you want to call it. You have a plan. The hardest part is to execute it, right?
Yep.
Because the reason why it's so hard to execute is because you have to have everybody on board with that plan. That means, in his case, the assistant coaches, the recruiting staff, obviously the athletic director and in the, you know, NIL collective and all that stuff have to be on board with his vision, his new plan, the kind of Fred Hoiberg 2.0 versus the one that we had, you know, in the first, before he decided with the plan. And then you got to execute it. And that might be even the hardest thing to do, because you have to go out and recruit to that plan. And just because I identify Austin Orman as a target, that doesn't mean that he will come to Nebraska, which has obviously had, you know, trouble recruiting in the past, right? And so you got to give him a lot of credit, because then not only did he get everything or do what he said he was going to do, he continually to adjust and add to it. He got holdover players, like I always say, big C.J. Wilcher. I'm a huge C.J. Wilcher fan. He redefined his body, which then obviously I think helped his game. Fred did a really good thing where he kept believing in C.J. because he was taking good shots. We talked about that last year, DP, where he was taking good shots, they just weren't falling, right? But then you saw towards the end of the season, he had that 13-point game, a 10-point game, 9-point game. Efficiency is there. Then you see him coming this year. So not only did Fred have the plan, execute the plan, he continued to stay the path when it wasn't easy. The expectations for this team coming into this year is what people are looking at the end product right now, right? About to go in a couple of days down to Memphis and get some barbecue and barbecue Texas A&M. Coming into this season, what were they picked, DP? 12th or 10th, right?
12th, yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, right. Just another Nebraska team, so be it. You got, you know, rink mass. Can he develop, you know, and he did it. And so, you know, much is given to, you know, the guys that deserve it. And he definitely has earned it. And, you know, it lets you know that one by signing it, at least, you know, up until right now, he wants to be here, and I think Fred really likes it, and he sees that he can really do some good things here. So I'm happy for, you know, both parties.
Yeah, I'm happy now, about it. I'm happy about it.
Right. I know what your question is. Mm-hmm. I know what it is. Look at you sitting there. See, that look right there, Derek Lamont Pierce, you know what that look is? You know what that look is? Listen. You know what that look is?
That's
being in Frederick, Maryland.
Yep.
And Aunt Shelley sitting there. Listen, I already know what it is. Yeah. Yeah, I know that look.
Yeah.
Because you had the little, like, head shake, and I know the leg, the foot, his whole thing is going, yeah, yep. Yeah, whatever, Jay. Get to it, right? Okay, you're asking who, because we have an interim president,
mm-hmm.
an interim AD.
Mm-hmm.
Who did it? I think it was probably collective. I think it was probably those two that I talked about, the Board of Regents. It had to be done. I mean, let's not have our head in the sand here and think the Big Ten Coach of the Year isn't going to be highly sought after. Louisville's open. Michigan's open. I'm sure there'll be some other schools, you know, that will, you know, be open. What do you do? Let's not continue along this path of not making sure we do right. Let's approach Fred. He wants to be here because he believes in Nebraska. They came up, obviously, I'm sure he has agents, and they had, you know, they still have people in there that would be involved in the athletic department, and decided to sign it. And you don't know when this was. It might have been something that might have been in the works long before just today and just announced today, which is a really good feeling, too, because once you announce it, everything has a time. Usually it's timed, right? Let me announce it before you guys get too friendly, trying to, you know, accidentally roll up on Fred at his hotel or something at the NCAA in Memphis. He's going to be back on that plane going to the Sweet 16 site.
We've seen, like, Seton Hall is an example of a school in need in a right situation circumstance. Finding mm-hmm. a coach, a hot coach, a coach who's figured out some things, a coach who isn't afraid to take on giants and those that work in character. And I'm happy for Fred. I'm happy for Coach Hoiberg. I'm happy for that family. I'm 100%. I'd like to
go ahead and do it. The butt. Hit the butt.
I'd like to know what the business, what it. Okay. So they released today that the Regents may be prepared to announce or share their most likely candidates. And at the same time, you're extending and raising one of the Power Five programs' salaries. If everything is all in on finding your new president so that you can find your new athletic director, I find it interesting that you were swimming upstream against the current surviving grizzly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bears, etc. And pause long enough to do this thing for Fred Hoiberg. Mind you, a good thing. But you swam against the current and said, okay, we're grinding through this thing, right? And it's an important time because it's the tournament. And that becomes the story. And then I wonder if that's on purpose. Is that so you're talking about Fred and the extension rather than who the president or the athletic director long-term, full-term are going to be. So, again, kudos. Well done. Whoever did it.
Right.
Whoever did it. Regents, interims, other people.
I'm sure. But sometimes those deals are already done, like, well in advance, and they just kind of, well, obviously probably, hey, let's push this bad boy through. I was aware of the Board of Regents meeting where they were going to release their, what is it, the top, like, what, four or five candidates for president, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're going to do? I mean, that's just letting you know, essentially, that they're just making their list public.
Austin, did you get that list of four or five?
I saw that there were a couple rumored preferred candidates, but I haven't seen the list of four or five.
You didn't see the list. Like, Jay saw the list. We did. You? I didn't know, because I didn't see the list.
Jay has the list. Jay's holding out on us. Jay has the list in his back pocket. We all know this already.
You know, you notice
if I saw the list, I would write my name over. I would white out a couple of names and put my name in there.
I know
I put
you,
my he, government that, name, and then I put the name that everybody knows me by.
Austin, do you notice that he turned his GPS off?
I haven't been able to contact Jay all day until he hopped on stream.
Secret,
so.
He's in some secret dark location with his GPS off.
Come on, Austin. Like, right? Austin, come on. Come on now, Austin. Now, listen. Now, you know you got to see me tomorrow, man. Come on now, Austin. Come on now, Austin.
What if I said this wrong?
Yeah.
You got to see me tomorrow, too, Jay.
Yeah, you know.
If I was up for the president or athletic director, I don't even think I could probably hold water. I'd be like, yeah, I'd do the Texas two-step like they did on Trev. I would release it everywhere to wherever these people were from. Jay Foreman got the job.
Austin, you see that? You see that? You on the stream? You see that hotel painting behind that hotel light? Like that is a hotel. That is a hotel set. Somewhere with his GPS off and the lights. He got the curtains drawn.
Are we sure it's not just his safe house or something? The Jay Foreman president's safe house?
He's in the Husker bunker. Nice. Oh, Jay Foreman. Well done. They're going to come in.
I don't know what they did, man. I don't know what they, what their thinking was. I just think it's, probably with time, the vultures would be out, so forth and so on. I'm glad it got done.
It gives them something else to talk about in Memphis rather than it being all about Trev. And, today was kind of move the needle day. The national media picked up on some Husker stuff, and this is another positive thing. So between Casey and Hoiberg's contract renewal, at least some of this distraction is working, in having folks talk about Casey and having folks talk about, this contract. So, well done. Allow the Huskers to go down there and focus. Don't be distracted. Don't get caught up in the loud noise. Do your thing. Give themselves every chance to have success against A&M on the floor. That other stuff will take care of itself. But we have to talk about it because it's a part of the flow of business in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, you could say it's positive and stuff like that, but I think the worst thing that could happen is if it didn't happen, and I'm sure it's probably already was on the docket beforehand, and next thing you know, say you're dragging your feet, then you get left out, stuck on stupid again. So I think it was a good thing. It's a good thing for the university, and it should give also, the recruits, the guys that they're, recruiting, because it's not that Fred was thinking about, he wasn't on the hot seat by any means, but obviously there were going to be suitors. So I think the best thing to do is put all that to rest and get your basketball coach back in line for the near future. And then,
Transfer portal.
Hopefully,
transfer portal.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, look, Nebraska is going to be on display. Fred Hoiberg's name is going to be mentioned at the worst case scenario for 3 or 4 hours in the, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, Central Standard Time. So it's definitely in a position that you want. And, I think it's all good for Nebraska, at least on that end. And I guess we'll wait and see who these president candidates are. I probably won't come out till tomorrow because they haven't sent out the black smoke from the, top of the church yet.
Friday news dump. Nebraska's getting set to play. They don't announce it till Friday. That's how this goes.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be surprising if it comes out on the humbug that they do that. But
it has to be Thursday. It cannot be Friday. It cannot be day of game. You cannot put that into the vacuum on game day of the biggest game in program history. That can't be the focus. They need to go dark on Friday. I don't want anybody down there talking about anything but those 12 basketball players on Friday. Don't do it. That just tells me you haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, I mean I'm assuming. I guess all jokes aside, though, I'll probably come out tomorrow. So everybody be sitting waiting and see what comes about it, because it's definitely going to be talk of the town, because everybody's going to have their odds on favorite, and then it's always that dark horse that you end up getting the job. So onward and upward in Husker land. So we're up against the clock. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this first hour of Old School. DP, Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.